This is from my dad.
If partners, two people, purchase a lulav or esrog together, jointly, neither one is able to fulfill the mitzvah completely until each one gives their chelak to the other person as a matana. The Rama says, this is only if they didn't purchase it for mitzvah purposes. But if they purchased it for mitzvah purposes originally, then they're probably yotze. They're yotze, even without giving their portion to the other person, because that's specifically what they had in mind when they bought it, that they should be able to be yotze with it, even if they don't give each other the matana. It's clear that that was the intention when they purchased it. The reason that it wouldn't work if they didn't have it in their mind when they purchased it is because it needs that shei kulo shelo. It has to be entirely, the entire thing has to belong to the person that is being yotze with it. Mishnah explains that if they did it for mitzvah purposes, so since they knew when they purchased it that it's not enough to, that it's not shayach to split up, so therefore they didn't purchase it having in mind to split it up. Rather, they purchased it as though they said to each other that when you are using it, so then you're going to be able to be yotze and get the entire chelik. It's basically what they have in mind. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's best to say straight out that they have it, that you're intending to give it as a matana amasa hachzir when they are actually being yotze with it. If there are brothers and now there is a Yerusha, and before the Yerusha is split up, it's called a Tfisas Abayas, and there are Esrogim in there, and one of them takes one of the Esrogs and is Yotze with it. If
thank you so much.
If they you're able to eat it, he's able to eat it because the other brothers aren't makbid on him. So then he is yotze with the fact that he used it. And the Mishnah Berurah says it must be that you purchased it originally for achila purposes. You inherit it for achila purposes. Because if it's for mitzvah, then we said already that it's okay because you had that in mind. The Mechaber continues. But if they were makbid that each that he not eat it because he hasn't inherited yet, lo yatzat shi'at halachak matana. So then he's not yotze until they say, okay, you can have our chelek. V'im kana zesrog. If one person gets an esrog and one person gets a parish, oh shakanu ke echad esrog rimon uparish mitzvah zabayis, or they get a bunch together, an esrog and a rimon and a parish. Ain't a yotze esrog at shiyad lochal matana. Again, he's not yotze with the esrog until they give his chelek, their chelek. The afalpi she'im achlo ein makpid and alav, and even if he were to eat it, they wouldn't care. Still, they need to give him the chelek. They shakol she'ein sham me'oso hamin ein michilak hestam o'elas. Because if there's only one esrog, so then the stam mechila isn't going to work. But if there are other esrogim there, even if the one that he's using is better, so then the mechila will work. Because they said that they don't care if he uses it, because they have another esrog that they could be yotze with, so clearly they won't care, and they are actually a mochel. Sivtes, mashenogim b'makom she'ein esrog matzoi shekola kal koner esrog b'shutfe. That which we have the minog, that if there's not an esrog for everyone, so then the entire kahila purchases an esrog together, which is what used to be. Hata'am, the reason is v'neisha kevan shekna'u latzeisbo, since it was purchased by everyone in order to be yotzei the mitzvah, misdama havik ilu perishu shekola kal nosim chalkam l'chomi shenot latzeisbo amna shechziru lahem. So we could assume that when they purchased it, they all, it's as though they specifically said that they are giving their chelek to the person who is being yotze at each time that the person is being yotze. The Chayyadim says that even according to us, who people give, they actually do purchase one esrog for everyone, but they do it that everyone gives however much money they want to give. So the Chayyadim says that if a person is able to give and they don't actually give money for it, so then they're not being yotze, because it's as though they're clearly stating, I don't want to have a chelek in the esrog at all. While this does work, Medina, the Mishnah Berurah says that since not everyone really knows how to do this, and not everyone necessarily has this in mind, that they're giving their chelek to whoever is using it, so the Chonim write that it's better to actually have your own lulav and esrog instead of using the kehilas. And if you don't have your own, then it's better to use your friends, him give it to you as a matam nasa hachzir, than to actually use the kahals, because again, it could be you're not yotze using the kahals, because there might be someone who doesn't really know how to do that, and have, give their chelek, to you who is trying to be yotze with it. And even though we don't paskin this way, still, lechachila, it's better to do this if possible, says the Mishnah Berurah. Again, as well says the Mishnah Berurah, it's better not to rely on that everyone has this in mind, and someone should announce that everyone in the tzibur should have in mind that they are giving it to whoever as a matana manas lahachzir. The Ramah continues, the govin maos esrog lefi mamon. We collect money for the kahal's lieu of an esrog based on how much money an individual has, so we'll split it up appropriately. If someone has more money, they have to give more money. The hider mitzah munach tvei al ashir me'alanim, because the hider mitzah is more incumbent upon Ashirim. So again, the Chayyadim says that we're not noeg like this. Rather, anyone who wants to give can give whatever they want to give, but that's the Ramah says was the Minag. A woman doesn't have to give any money because she's not Chayyav in it, but the Mishnah Berurah says if she wants to make a bracha on the Lulav and Esrog, so then she would need to give some money in order for her to have a Chelek in it. Someone who's not in the city for Sukkis obviously wouldn't need to chip in for it either, even if they live in that community. The requirement would not fall on them. Ramah continues, Zechol Adam Yishadel, every individual should try V'hezarz B'mitzvah Liknos Lo Esrog V'lulav Levad Kedei Lakayim HaMitzvah Ketikne. You should try and have your own lulav and esrog in order to fulfill the mitzvah, because as we said, not everyone really knows how to be makna to other people, so you shouldn't rely on this. So Mishnah Berurah continues that if there's a person who has an esrog, and then in another city there's no esrog at all, so then it's better for him to give his lulav and esrog to that city so that they'll have one, and he should just be yotzei with the kahals or with his friends instead. That's the opinion of the Magen Avraham in the name of the Mate Moshe. Nachza Shekel writes up, since almost all the time you're going to have somebody who's passing through with a lulav and esrog, so then you wouldn't need to give yours because they'll get something at some point anyway.